town square and stayed in a hotel with bright colors on the walls where paintings of saints watched us as we slept. Too touristy, we decided, and the next morning we drove inland. In Pisco Elqui, we took a yoga class from a woman with bowed knees and hip-length hair. As we stood in mountain pose, our chests puffed out, she announced, "Your smile powers your corazón, your heart." On the second night there, three college-age guys from Germany cornered us in a bar, and the panic came roaring back like a panther lying in wait. Kristen had taken the lead. She was charming, could talk to anybody. And when she'd noticed the fear in my eyes, she politely disentangled us from the cocky trio and led me back into the night. "It's okay. It's me. I'm here," she kept murmuring as we walked the dark streets back to our hotel. "Kristen's here." Her voice was a balm, her words a weighted blanket. We'd packed up and left the following day. And this morning we arrived here, in Quiteria. At first, I'd been alarmed by its emptiness. We'd parked in a lot and wandered the hilly streets, our suitcases trailing behind us like dejected toddlers, for what felt like hours before we found an open hotel. There, I scored the keys to a small suite, the duvet damp despite the dry mountain air. The sun was sinking, and I realized the city's vacancy would be an asset. Fewer men to bother us, two women walking the streets at night. You know what they say about women traveling alone. Kristen swallowed the last of her Pisco Sour. "You know what we should do? Birthday wishes. My birthday's not for 2 weeks. I know, but I want to do it in person, and it's a big one." It was our tradition, telling the other what we hoped would happen for them that year. I'd had the idea after I read about two best friends slash business partners who wrote each other's New Year's resolutions. "I'll go first," she said, turning toward the grapevines. "My birthday wish for you, my darling Emily, is that your company gets its head out of its ass and gives you the promotion you deserve." That would be nice. I'd thrown my name in the hat for a director-level position months ago, but my employer, Kibble, was disorganized and putzy and dragging its feet. I liked my job there, though, promotion or not. Project manager of a startup that shipped raw organic cat food to pet owners with too much money. I had hip young coworkers, including my work wife, Priya, and cat photos literally everywhere. Still, I didn't tell Kristen that my secret wish, whenever I saw a shooting star or caught a dandelion fluff or spotted a clock at 11:11, was to land a great partner, settle down. It felt too anti-feminist, too needy to put into words. But with Kristen halfway around the world and all my friends getting married, hell, having kids, my patience was wearing thin, and maybe I was finally headed in the right direction. "He said they're going to start interviewing candidates this month," I told her. "It's funny, he acts like there's no time to even think about the open position, like he's too busy saving the world one feline digestive tract at a time." "Cat people are the worst people." I say that as a card-carrying cat lover, stymied only by allergies. "I think his devotion is kind of sweet," Kristen snorted. "It's an entire business predicated on people being obsessed with a disinterested animal." "Russell's cat isn't disinterested. Mochi loves him back. I've seen the videos." Kristen rolled her eyes, and I leaned forward. "Come on, I like my job." Sorry. She waved a hand. "Okay, now you go." "Right. My birthday wish for you, a full 4 months early, is that, I tapped the stem of my glass. "That you realize you hate Australia? That you move back to Milwaukee? That we go back to the way things were? I hope you get your stupid boss fired and your job gets a million times better, or you find a new job that makes you happy." "No fair, you just copied me. This is what our 30s are all about, right? Vaulting forward in our careers. At least we have jobs." "True, and thank God we put that disposable income to good use." She swept her arm out across the vines, whose pristine rows narrowed in the distance. Behind them, rumpled mountains reddened in the dipping sunlight. A bird landed on the edge of the distillery's deck and uttered a squeaky trill. A cute Sierra finch, yellow as an egg yolk. I recognized it from some idle research I'd done at my desk in Milwaukee. Nearby, a thumping sound.